Hello, this is your host, Jigme Kelsing, and Happy New Year. Welcome to the Jigme Kelsing Show, a podcast where I sit down with speakers, singers, songwriters, musicians, sports personalities, actors, radio broadcasters, and a slew of many other professionals from a broad range of fields. This news conversation, member of the Beatles Experience Argentina band, Nicolas Mancia, talks about how the group formed, early musical inspirations, what it's like performing on the Norwegian Cruise Line's Norwegian Bliss ship, love for football, as well as if they're planning on touring in Canada. Now, with that being said, I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, Nicholas. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to be able to speaking with you because I've been trying to get you guys on for the longest time here because we were both talking before we started recording this about how we sort of had this encounter in terms of the Norwegian Bliss connection and seeing you guys on the ship and can you tell sort of the listeners about what is the experience like being able to perform every single night on a cruise ship, I guess.
All right. Yeah. I mean, for us, it's a very beautiful experience to play the music of the Beatles almost every day because we have 2 days off in a week. And that's good for us because we need some rest. I think it's great, especially because we are a fan of the Beatles and we love the music of the Beatles and we love playing that music and interacting with the people, feeling the energy of the people, and giving the people the experience of listening to those beautiful songs. And not only that, because of course we use the wigs and we do perform with the original instruments. So it's a very evocative experience, I mean. So I hope the people enjoy, and I think that most of the people like the experience, so we are very thankful for that.
Can you also tell me sort of because like I know that sort of the way you guys sort of came together was not only through the love of the Beatles music through the decades, but being able to come together with the shared love of music, I guess, in terms in general. Can you talk about sort of life growing up and sort of when did you find sort of that love for music, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, individually for each of us, we are music lovers. So we do not only perform Beatles songs, of course, yes, because this is our job. But if we have some free time, sometimes we do jam other music. And we become from a country that loves older music. So that's important for us because our parents are probably they listen to the music of the 50s, the 60s. So that was very important for us in our childhood, and we grow up listening to that kind of music, and that's why we became music lovers too. Then we met each other on the year 2011, I think. And well, I don't know, we started the band like for a hobby. We never thought that we were going to be able to work playing the music of the Beatles, but finally we could. So we are very happy for that.
For sure. And can you also tell sort of the listeners sort of what are like some of your favorite songs that you got to, I guess, perform while on the Bliss, I guess?
Yeah, for me, we play different eras. You know, we play the early Beatles, we play the Sgt. Pepper's, we play the later years. So it's very difficult for me to decide one song, but I can pick maybe one song from each era. I would say that I Suffer Standing There is a song that I love playing. Even though I don't sing that song, I really like and enjoy playing that song. And from other years of the Beatles, for example, I do love playing Penny Lane because it's a very beautiful song. It's a very beautiful song, and Also, I don't sing that song, but in the show, the song has some trumpet and that kind of things. So when that solo trumpet come, the guitar player come to the keyboard with me, and we do split the piano in two. And while I am playing the piano, he's playing the trumpet. So that is a beautiful moment for me to enjoy playing the music. And also from the later years, I would say, I don't know, I like Don't Let Me Down, because it has three-part harmony vocals that is very beautiful for me to sing that song.
Absolutely. And like watching you guys on the Bliss and seeing you guys pretty much like every night while on the cruise ship. And I guess in terms of like songs that really stuck out to me was sort of the While My Guitar Gently Weeps. I guess it was sort of this the guitar solo was so good, and I'm like where do you guys learn that from? And I guess it comes from, I guess, watching a lot of their videos and really practicing sort of their skill set that they already had in those early years. But I guess in terms of like getting those voices as the Beatles and becoming this Beatles tribute band, where did you guys pick this, I guess, this knowledge of Beatles sort of style music?
Well, that song is a very beautiful song, written by George, and especially has a very beautiful guitar part that was played by Eric Clapton. And I mean, for learning these songs, usually in the moment when I start playing the Beatles songs, around the year 2010, 2011, I didn't have a lot of information here on YouTube. Nowadays, you have, if you want to learn how to play one Beatles songs, you can check online, and you will have a lot of people doing that kind of tutorials and that kind of things. So nowadays, it's a little bit easier, but some time ago, it was not that easier. So we had to buy some books. We had to do some research online. And also, of course, I think it's the most important thing is to listen to the songs and try to figure out what is happening on the song, you know? So if you get a pro in that easy listening, it's the more authentic way to learn a song. But not everyone can do that. For me, it's difficult sometimes. But for example, our guitar player can do that very easy. So it depends on the knowledge of the people.
For sure. And I guess I want to also have some fun here because I know that like even though you guys are performing pretty much every single night on the cruise ship, but like where in terms of I guess in terms of like when you have a break and you sort of you get to go for lunch or you get to go for dinner somewhere, I guess in a restaurant on the ship, where do you guys usually go to when you guys go and get dinner? Do you go anywhere in terms of the ship in terms of to get food?
Yes, I mean, we are able to go everywhere on the ship. So if we want to go to some dining room, a restaurant, we can go. But not every night. I mean, for me, I prefer going to the buffet and take some food for myself, and I prefer that, you know. But if you do want to go and prepare yourself and do a fancy night, you can do it, but I'm not a fancy restaurant lover.
For sure. And I guess like every single time when I've been on cruises and stuff like that, I've been able to meet a lot of the people that have performed on the ship. Even in the buffet area. I've been able to meet a lot of the stars that performed and I guess in terms of like when we were on the cruise ship, I wasn't able to find any of you guys because I don't know if you guys were busy performing or if you guys have like a schedule in terms of when you actually come for dinner. Because that's something I've always wondered of in terms of like what time do you guys sort of set off that time for you guys to go and get dinner? Do you guys have like a scheduled time, I guess?
Especially maybe you didn't recognize us because we don't use the week. So sometimes the people don't know that we are the Beatles tribute band. So most of the time people don't recognize us, especially me, because I look very different with the wig. But for example, maybe the drummer is pretty similar with the wig. But in terms of having some time off and that kind of things, I mean, to prepare the show for the day, we do a sound check, early sound check, I don't know, around 4 or 5 in the afternoon, and we have the show at 7 or 8, it depends. So we have a lot of free time until we have the sound check, you know. So in that free time, we can go and have some lunch from 1 to 3. So we have a lot of time to do the things that we want to do.
Absolutely. And I guess also that you guys not only love music, but I guess like in Argentina, I guess like football is big there as well, because I know that a lot of the heroes have been Lionel Messi and Diego Maradona and stuff like that. Do you watch a lot of football?
Yeah, of course. Here in Argentina, we are football lovers. So you know, in this last year was the World Cup winning for Argentina in 2022. So it was a very special moment for our country, and we had a chance to celebrate, even though I was not here in Argentina. But we all know that we were celebrating for a couple of months, and we are still looking to that images of that World Cup, and we cannot believe. So here the sport, especially football, is very important, and we are all football lovers in the band.
For sure. And I guess like if you don't mind me asking, I know that like there's still Champions League going on and the UCL tournament that's still happening very, very soon and will continue soon as well. I guess in terms of like soccer and Champions League, do you have a favorite team and who do you think will win Champions League?
Well, I would say Liverpool because, you know, it was the city of the Beatles. But lately we have Julian Alvarez in Manchester City, so that is the most important player nowadays. I mean, for me, so I would it would be Manchester City, my favorite team nowadays.
Oh man, I have to say my favorite team is Real Madrid.
Well,
You know they have such a great group of players, and you know adding a player like Jude Bellingham in their lineup and having Valverde and Vinicius Junior and Rodrigo, they've been a very good team still, even without their top players and like the Ronaldo, the Benzema, the Bale. And now they have like pretty much like Hossilu now as their striker. But pretty much like Madrid are still Madrid. They're not like anything different as in terms of like what they were before. Like I guess they're still young, but like they're still really strong.
it's true. I don't know how they do that because it is the most powerful team in the world, I would say, because how do you say the Champions League and that kind of tournament. And even though they are still having new players, they still win that kind of championships. So it's the best soccer team, of course.
I don't know if you saw the Man City and Madrid Champions League when Madrid came back. I think it was when yeah I think Man I think when Madrid came back in those late minutes, And Rodrigo scored twice.
Yes.
It was unbelievable. I was sitting on my couch, I was watching it, and I was like, I don't know if Madrid is gonna win this match. And then Rodrigo scores, and it becomes a one goal game. And now it's okay, here we go. Are we gonna get another comeback and a special moment in the Bernabeu? And then you see Carvajal to Rodrigo, and he does it again. He ties it, and then sort of Benzema sort of scores on the penalty, and Pep Guardiola looks like he's like, what is happening here? He looks just so confused of what happened, you know, like how are we still in this position? And they took off all their best players, and that was the problem with Man City. I felt before they won the Champions League, I felt like they sort of learned the lesson the hard way of you never take out your best players because you never know what happens in football. Crazy things happen, and it happened for them, and now they've won the treble, they've won the Champions League. Do you think Man City is going to win another Champions League?
Yeah, I saw that match. I remember that match. Also, I think that Rodrigo was in the bench. That was amazing. And I think yes, they will still be winning many more championships, especially because they have in the bench Guardiola, and they became very strong and with a lot of experience. And that's what you said. You are right, because they had to learn the lesson, and now the guys they won, and after that they will continue winning. I think that.
Certainly, and I guess like it's just been such a special year for I guess Argentina as a whole, and I know that like it was a historic moment, and I saw those celebrations in Argentina and all over the world in terms of how Messi sort of finally came on top, and now he's champion of the world, and I don't know if he's gonna play another game for Argentina. Like in my guess, I think Messi's done. I think he's done with Argentina. I think. Why do you want to risk, even though he's won pretty much everything that he's really wanted to win, but why risk another loss? And you're already a champion. Why don't you retire now? Because you've won everything. What else do you want to win? Do you want to win Champions League? Well, he can't because he's now in Major League Soccer. He's in the United States, so he can't do that anymore. What do you think about Messi going to the United States from an Argentinian perspective, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have a good time in Paris. We all know that. So especially for his mental health, he did a good selection going to Miami. I think he's having a good time there. He's not anymore in the newspapers. That helps, but you know, as you said, Messi probably he's not going to be playing in the next World Cup, so he's in the last years of his career, so that is good for him after being a long time the best player. So what can I say? I love Messi, and I think he's the best player I saw, even more than Maradona.
For sure. And I guess now going back to sort of the talk about I guess the Beatles experience in terms of like having all those sort of special moments in your lives and getting to see audiences from all over the world, and you get to perform all these Beatles songs, and you get to perform some special nights in particular, because I know you guys do a lot of Sgt. Pepper stuff, and you do a lot of the, I guess, special occasions in terms of like certain different nights of music, I guess, because there's Sgt. Pepper, then you guys do another specific set, and I guess you go back and forth in terms of when you want to perform them. But in terms of like the Sgt. Pepper stuff, where do you guys get the outfits? I wonder, because those are expensive costumes, and where do you guys find them?
You know, th there are many people, but there are some people that do that kind of costumes all over the world, and we can order them. But just in case of our costumes, we did that thanks to our manager that took us to Canada. We've been playing in Canada in the year 2015, 2018, and 19, and because of that tour, she decided to do that outfit for us. So after that tour, we had the chance to keep that costumes with us. So that's why we still have them. I don't know how long they are going to last, but yeah, they are very good quality. And yes, of course, it's expensive to have not only the Sgt. Pepper's, the Beatlemania, the later years. We have to do a lot of research before buying the things because it's not easy to find that kind of costume, in the stores.
Absolutely. And it just like the whole thing with the outfits to the voices that you guys have and how similar do you guys ever like get told by people like when you're done like performing or like you guys get seen out in public or somewhere, do people ever like come to you and say that like how do you sound so similar to the Beatles and where do you guys get those voices and how did you pick that up? Do you ever get those moments, I guess?
Yes. I mean, we have a lot of people that interact with us when they recognizes, and also after the shows. Sometimes we go and take pictures with the people, and they say that they had a very good time. And how we do the sound, how we do the vocals. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to answer that, but it's very nice that people take the moment to come and say that beautiful things to us. Also, with you doing us an interview, I have to say sorry because you were asking for the interview for a long time, and I was on the ship. So in on the ship, we have very bad connection. So I had to wait till I am in Argentina to do this interview. And yes, I mean, for us, it's very nice to listen to that compliments. So yeah, that's it.
No, honestly, I totally understand that. Like, obviously, like I've been on the ship. I know what the Wi-Fi is like. I know the internet connection. I know how bad it is. And like the crazy thing about being on a ship is like, you not only get to enjoy the food and you get to enjoy people being around you, you enjoy all these shows and all these performers, but like at the same time, having to pay for, I guess, connection. And having to pay for Wi-Fi and stuff like that. But even though the Wi-Fi is not that strong, even if you pay for it, but still, like it's great that we were able to connect now, and talk about, I guess, now that Argentina has won the World Cup and being able to talk about that special moment and being able to talk about the Beatles experience. I mean, are you ever going to come back to Canada to tour again?
Yes, I mean, we don't have plans for this next year, but our manager there, she's always asking us if we are going to be able to do it. Nowadays, we are fully booked for the Norwegian lease, so we don't know when that will happen, but we would love. Because I think Canada is a great country and beautiful people, beautiful places to visit. So for us, it's always very nice to play there in Canada. And we hope that we can do very soon. But unfortunately, we don't have a date yet.
Certainly, and I like you know what I think the best time you guys should come is 2026, because 2026 is the joint World Cup between USA and Mexico and Canada, I think if you come in 2026, you will feel the hype and you feel the energy of the football nation in terms of the World Cup, because it is going to be here in Canada soon. I mean, it's been such a pleasure to be able to speak with you, and thank you again for taking the time.
No problem, Jim. Yeah, for me it's a pleasure too. Yes, of course. I was talking with my friends about the World Cup in Canada, United States, and Mexico, and I hope I can go there. And also, we hope we can go there with the band and be playing in that year, because I think it will be an exciting year for all the people in Canada.
For sure. Well, we've reached the end of our time together, but thank you so much for speaking with me. To those who made it this far in terms of the episode, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed my conversation with the Beatles Experience Argentina band member Nicolas Mancia. To reach the group, you can connect with them through Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you want to go to their YouTube channel, you can see a lot of their performances and their covers of Beatles songs and much more. If you enjoyed the episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, feel free to share with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on all social media platforms. I've been your host, Shubi Keltzang. Thanks for tuning into the show.